With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. First Lady Melania Trump says she had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a surprising and extraordinary White House event, the First Lady denied any association with Epstein.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
Melania Trump asserted that she was not friends with Epstein or his former girlfriend, but that they were in overlapping social circles. She said she and her attorneys were fighting back against allegations connecting her to the convicted sex offender. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government is looking into the NFL over potential anti-competitive practices and whether they're a problem for consumers' pocketbooks.
Investigators are reportedly looking into issues around affordability for fans and creating an even playing field for providers. As more live sports shift from broadcast to cable and streaming, there's been federal scrutiny over how much football fans have to pay in order to be able to watch the games. The NFL says its distribution model is fan and broadcaster friendly and that over 87% of its games are available on broadcast television. The league averages nearly $11 billion per season in revenue from media deals. I'm Jennifer King.
In a potential boost to Middle East ceasefire efforts, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that he authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon as soon as possible, aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants and establishing relations between the neighbors. The two countries have technically been at war since Israel was established in 1948. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 275 points, the Nasdaq rose 187, the S&P advanced 41. This is SRN News. A study out of Finland cast doubt on the claims of transgender activists.
The argument has been that if a child is prevented from living as the opposite sex and obtaining surgeries and drugs to do so, it will harm his mental health. But the findings of a study published in a peer-reviewed journal in Finland finds that boys who are allowed to, quote, transition wound up with five times more mental health problems, girls with three times more. Other studies in Europe indicate that living as the opposite sex is bad for children's mental health. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democratic-backed candidate Chris Taylor has won election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Her victory increases the liberal majority on the court as cases affecting the congressional redistricting and other hot-button issues await. Taylor defeated Republican-backed Maria Lazar in the fourth straight victory for liberal candidates dating back to 2020. This is SRN News. Markets rebound with big gains.
Stocks shook off an early loss and closed a bit higher on Wall Street, even as crude oil prices rose again. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 275 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.8%. The stock market turned higher after Israel's prime minister said he'd authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon. That helped ease some worries that the two-week ceasefire between Iran, the U.S. and Israel announced late Tuesday may already be in trouble. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. applications for unemployment benefits rose last week before Iran, Israel, and the U.S. announced a two-week ceasefire deal that injected a degree of optimism into a still clouded global economic picture. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.